We welcome to the program Elizabeth First, who is running for the U.S. House of Representatives seat in the 7th District. So running against Tim Walberg as a Republican. So challenging Tim Walberg on the Republican side. And good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself, a little background, and why you've made this decision.
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Michigan. I live in Jackson. I work at Jackson College and at the University of Michigan. And why I made this decision is, because, sorry to be all serious, but on January 6th, 2021, after the violent and deadly riot at the Capitol, Tim Walberg and two other Michigan representatives voted to disallow or decertify the electors from the state of Arizona as well as Pennsylvania. And I think they were going to get to eventually vote against our own electors. And for me, that was just too much.
So you made a decision based on that vote. There must be other pressing issues, right?
Well, I mean, not really. I mean, I can't tell you that I was following Tim Walberg's career or anything like that. But for him to come out and essentially state that he had reason to believe that there was election fraud in those other states, as well as eventually coming around saying there's election fraud in our state, I think goes to his competency. It seems like he's willing to believe, I'm sorry to say, just some simple conspiracy theories. And I don't think that reflects well on the 7th, and I don't think there's any amount of explaining he can do to justify that vote.
So according to your notes, you say you're an Austin Blair Republican. What is that definition?
Well, as you know, the Republican Party was founded right here in the city of Jackson, on the corner of, I believe it's 3rd and Franklin, under the Oaks. And that is a very important and kind of solemn heritage that we have. And at the time, the Republican Party was founded in 1854. They had one platform, and that was anti-slavery. Austin Blair, of course, was the governor of the state of Michigan, and again, mostly from Jackson, buried right up here in Mount Greenwood Cemetery. He was a just absolutely passionate abolitionist, and his statue was the first one that was allowed on the state capitol grounds in Lansing. And on the back of that statue, he calls slavery the vilest criminal in the world, and that it must perish. So the reason why I'm calling myself an Austin Blair Republican is to remind us Republicans that we started as the anti-slavery party. And if we are the anti-slavery party, then we must be now the anti-structural racism party. That's part of who we were. And I would like us to get back to those early foundations and recenter our thoughts based on those values.
What are some other key issues that you see here in the state of Michigan?
Well, particularly in the 7th, and particularly in Jackson County, as you know, we have 4 MDOC facilities. So we are literally experts in corrections, which we are very proud of. My feeling is if we're experts in correction, we can also be experts in reentry, and we can monetize that reentry process in a innovative way by creating essentially an industry around reentry, like Homeboy Industries does in East LA, which was founded by Father Greg Boyle. who is a Jesuit priest, and he founded this small scale out of his parish, and that eventually it grew and grew and grew. And Homeboy produces, it has a bakery, it has like a woodworking shop, it produces like t-shirts and soaps and other kind of swag with their branding. And they hire only folks who are coming back from being incarcerated. And as we know, approximately 95% of all people in prisons do reenter. Let's take a look at that and make that a positive experience and also provide economic benefit.
I know you talk about the minimum wage and how lacking that is.
Yeah, I mean, the federal minimum wage is stuck at about $7 an hour. You know, you can drive around Jackson, you can see, you know, Wendy's and McDonald's and all of them, their starting salary is about $10 or $11. That's what they're offering. So we should be able to come up at least to $10. And the idea behind this is it's not a giveaway program. It's if you pay people enough, then they don't have to use other so-called welfare assistance. So, for instance, maybe they won't have to use food stamps. Maybe they won't have to have subsidized housing. Maybe they won't have to have other, you know, kinds of EBT payments.
Almost, I don't know, almost impossible to unseat a lawmaker in standing. How do you plan on doing that, Elizabeth?
Well, just like what I'm doing right now, Greg, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to anybody who will listen. I'm using social media and doing a little bit of sort of grassroots kind of campaigning. I walk around town a lot, and I ride my bike around a lot, and I meet people and see people, so I talk to them and give them my card. Eventually, I'm going to do some advertising, but the thing that's going to change everything, is, as I'm sure you know, is that the state of Michigan now just announced it's going to lose one seat in the House of Representatives. We're going to go down from 14 to 13 mm-hmm. representatives. That's going to change everything. I mean, if you look at the map of the 7th as it's drawn right now, it's really kind of screwy in terms of the geography. Like Eaton County, which is west of Lansing, is part of the 7th. And then it drops down to us, Jackson, and then Branch Hills, Lenawee, Monroe, and then half of Washtenaw. I got to think that that's going to somehow be redrawn. And so, you know, that's a factor that Wahlberg, that everybody, whoever's running, is going to have to, you know, readjust to.
Absolutely. So, what are voters saying out there that when you approach them and talk about the 7th district, what do you find is their biggest concern?
A lot of people do share the sort of shock and embarrassment that Tim Wahlberg voted the way he did on January 6th. That it does not represent our values. And, you know, we've always said in my family, money talks. So when Dow Chemical divested itself of Wahlberg and Jack Bergman and the other representative, I can't remember her name. Anyways, if you have a major corporation who's not going to throw money at a candidate because of a single vote, I think we need to pay attention to that. And, you know, it's not, at least from what I can see, it's not reflect solid, honest values coming out of this region of the state.
Do you think you can grab some of that money?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot, Greg. I mean, why do you need money again to run for Congress? I mean, if you think of what running for any elected office is, it's like having a really long job interview, right? And you wouldn't expect to be compensated in a job interview, with the exception of, like, let's say someone had to fly you somewhere, put you up in a hotel. So So right now, I'm not asking anybody for any money because I don't think no one should be paying me to pursue something that I personally want to do. Where the difference is, obviously, in advertising. As it gets closer to 2022 and we finally, you know, learn about how the redistricting maps are going to work out, yes, maybe I'm going to need a little bit of money to advertise on your radio station and television stations and web advertising. But right now, I mean, it's just a matter of effort. It's just a matter of reading and writing and research and producing, you know, policy statements and PowerPoints and things like that. All of that, I can do that completely for free on my own. So I don't know why. I just don't understand the money thing. I went to the GOP event, Jackson County GOP event last month. Michelle Maddox was there, and that was all she talked about, is how to get money. And I didn't understand that.
Yeah, in a perfect world, money wouldn't mean anything. But we all know the more money you have, the easier time you'll probably have and the more recognition you'll have, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, look at what happened to Bloomberg. I mean, the guy's a zillion billionaire, and he threw all of his own money in it, and he won, like, American Samoa. So,
right.
I think because of the Internet, because of social media, that has changed everything and has leveled the playing field. And, you know, for a person like myself, I'm, you know, I'm educated. I know how to use a computer. So, for me, this is just a natural sort of extension of the kinds of things I do, like in teaching. So, you know, creating presentations, reading, writing, researching.
So, Liz, if people want to find out more about your campaign, how do they do that?
I still am just using my WordPress page at this point. So it's just elizabethfirst.wordpress.com. And my name, my last name is spelled S-E-R-S-Z-T. And the joke is it's spelled wrong because it's Polish.
So, you don't have do you have an official website or no yet?
I don't have a campaign website yet because I've been advised by the county elections commissioner, Jennifer, and also the folks in Lansing that you just have to wait until the redistricting maps are, until we know what the 7th even is anymore, before you start, like, you know, getting signatures. And the corollary to that is for me to actually, you know, purchase a real kind of slick or website now that would probably have to pay someone to help me manage.
Okay. Elizabeth First, who is going to challenge Tim Walberg in the August primary. Are you not on the ballot? You're not on the ballot yet. Are you still collecting signatures?
No one's on the, I mean, Walberg isn't even on the ballot yet.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, no one can be on the ballot because of, we don't know the outcome from the new map.
Okay.
And supposedly we're not going to know that till September, which is, you know, about 4 or 5 months later than we normally would know. So, it's a real, we're in this really kind of strange holding pattern right now, but, we know there will be a 7th. We just don't know exactly what it will look like.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. Nice to talk to you.
Yep. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. Elizabeth First.
And children are affected by blood clots each year, and about 100.